I don't know what happened to what I began today, Lord.
Never mind, Claire. We will begin again. I know you can do much better with little me. The radiation is severe. That is a given. You knew you were going to eat that cookie, and it will boost your blood sugar. The radiation is way off the charts. By the way, when you have a headache, disoriented, nauseated, or feel heaviness, you can wear a ball cap over a piece of tin foil, and that might stop it. The radiation from the sun is very strong and can make you sick. Lord, please, there must be a way to deal with that. The power is in your hands. But then you would not be a part of the suffering that all upon the earth are going through right now. Jesus, you said, when we are weak, you are strong.
I did.
So, can you not make us stronger in the face of these atmospheric situations? Beloved, let us move on beyond your physical limitations. The subject I brought up today is oh so important. Focus on that, and the other will lessen control over you. Dear family, I really lost it over all a precious little baby has had to suffer. I don't think I have ever been that angry in my life. And the 70 days of prayer we've been doing against Jezebel's sons just happened to be about murder, a spirit of murder, which can also be equated with rage. The Bible teaches that murder doesn't just start with a weapon. It begins in the heart, with hatred, rage, and dehumanizing words, making uncontrolled anger a spiritual precursor to physical violence. God's standard is not just about obeying rules, but about the purity of one's heart and motives, emphasizing reconciliation and love over conflict and wrath. It reads in Matthew 5:21-23, "You have heard that it was said to an older generation, 'Do not murder, and whoever murders will be subjected to judgment.' But I say to you that anyone who is angry with a brother will be subjected to judgment." In this case, while I did not have any doctor or person in mind, it was still wrong of me to be that furious with the system, regardless of the appearance of the situation, which developed as though the hospital was just looking for an excuse to pull this little baby deeper into more and more procedures, looking for something that may not have even existed. Even if they were totally guilty, still wrath does not work righteousness, peace, and brotherly love. Jesus did not exercise his ability to punish those who were wrongfully murdering him. Rather, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Ezekiel had been praying and was getting nudges that something was way out of whack, and it wasn't just the baby's circumstances. When I realized how deep my anger was, I could see what the Bible teaches about murder and wrath being serious sins. When I asked the Lord if it was me and the Bible promises, I opened to Holy Spirit. Yikes! And so I have been repenting. Oh, Lord, I am so sorry for failing in love. When I became so inflamed, it felt so wrong. But all I could do was pray and do my best to repent of these strong emotions. In that moment of repentance, I could hear Jesus' still small voice say, "All things must be exposed, for my bride cannot come into heaven with those reactions."